Amen, amen. Well, today is Sunday, June 21st, and our message today is titled Everywhere. Oh, the word tells us in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Oh, we need to be sure that we understand that Christ is the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstance is, he is always the same. The word also tells us in 1 John 2, verses 3-6, we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. Whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. Verse 5 says, but if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. Now, first of all, let me back up here a minute. The word says in verse 4, whoever says I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. Have you ever heard anyone say he's a liar and the truth ain't in him? Well, this is where that comes from. 1 John chapter 2, verse 4. Usually it's said with a little bit of a chuckle because it's sad, but it's kind of funny that you find these things that people say in scripture. I just lets me know that the stuff isn't made up. You know, it sounds kind of catchy. He's a liar and the truth ain't in him, but it's actually from the Bible. It's actually scriptural. But the main point of this is, and what we need to remember, is that if we have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, if we have a relationship with him today, if we know him, we are called to be like him. Right? Verse 3, did it not say in 1 John chapter 2, we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. And that verse 6 says, whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. Now, scripture also tells us that we will always fall short of the glory of God, that we're a work in progress, that all we can do is strive for that perfection. But there's two things here that are important that I wanted to start off with this message, or was put on my heart, I should say, to start off with this message, is that Jesus is the same today, tomorrow, for today and forever. He does not change. God does not change. And then if we claim to have a relationship with him, we are called to keep his commands and we are called to live as Jesus did. Keep this in mind as we continue on with the message here. So for most of us, being more like Christ is something that we strive for. Although we may have our setbacks here and there, we've allowed him into our heart, and we've embraced the changes that have taken place within our character. We may be grateful for the opportunities that are given to change some of those old habits and get rid of some of those sinful ways. They're not always easy to embrace, but once you feel that love of God within you, within your heart, you begin to welcome them. I know for me, I began to look forward to them. I didn't like the person that I used to be. And of course, once I invited Christ into my life, my eyes were open. The scales of blindness had been removed from my eyes, just like they were for Paul. And I could see my evil ways, how I mistreated people. And I was grateful for those changes that God began to make in me when I completely surrendered to him. You know, many of us have a upbringing in some form of religion. And I think for me, my opinion is that until we are adults, we can't completely comprehend that relationship that we are called to have with Christ. There's a certain amount of worldly experience that we must go through within our lives, those sins that we commit, in order to see the error of our ways and to truly be trusting in the Lord and to reach that point. In other words, we have to reach a bottom, just as with many other forms of situations in anybody's life. Generally, when you seek the Lord the most, when you truly search for Him with all your heart, is when you have had tragedy in your life, when you have gotten to a point in your life where you are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And that's generally when we are at our weakest, that's when we are most receptive to God's will in our lives. That's when we're ready to receive what He has planned for us and not what we have planned for ourselves. When we're able to cast aside that pride and that ego, we have to be torn down. That strong will within us has to be broken before we truly seek the Lord with all our heart. And I myself believe that you have to be an adult to receive that. Maybe it's just because of my background, but that's kind of how I believe. But regardless, we have to get rid of those old habits. We have to get rid of those old sinful ways. So the word tells us in Ephesians 4, verses 21 to 24, when you heard about Christ, you were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds. Verse 24 says, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. This is what we're called to do according to His will, right? That is what we are called to become. So what I've ran into this week and what I seem to be finding lately is that many people act one way when they're around certain people and act another way when they're around others. Many people may think this is normal. That's normal. People act one way around someone, they might not act that way around somebody else. That there will always be ways that you will behave depending on who you are with or who is around, and ways you would act differently if different people are within earshot. You know, guys have their guys' ways and women have their women ways, and guys may not talk necessarily the same way they do when they're with the guys if there's a woman present. That's the type of thing that I mean. So this was actually the topic of conversation that I had with a coworker this week. And that, you know, it's all well and good, but, well, actually, people have the right to choose. They have the right to choose how they want to act. They have the ability to control their actions and make their own choices. But this brings to mind a few points to my mind. One being that if someone changes their actions based on their audience, then it would seem to me that they know that their actions are not always acceptable. They may think it would not be proper to say or do certain things around their parents, their children, or their spouses, for example. And I would venture a guess that we all have the ability to adapt our actions based on our circumstances. But being willing to have different personalities based on your audience would indicate, to me, in my opinion, would indicate a level of shame in your behavior. And what I mean by that is, if you were willing to act one way in front of your buddy, but you wouldn't act that way around your mother or your sister or your spouse or your siblings or your children even. In my thinking is that in some way then you know the way that you are acting is inappropriate, that there's some shame. I know people that act one way around a customer and act another way around other people. And that they themselves will admit that they're fake, that they are a fake person. Being in the situation that I am at work, I am around a whole new group of people. Even the people that my other coworkers that moved down from Ohio didn't know me very well. So they all have, we all have actually, new faces and new personalities to get to know. So I told my coworkers this week that I am a very honest and real person. With what you see with me is what you get. I am not fake. I don't have the ability to hide my feelings. I don't have the ability to put on that smiling face and be upbeat and bubbly when I'm down and depressed or upset. I just don't have that. I have customers that I've had for 10 years and they know me well enough. When they call me on the phone, as soon as I say hello, they know what type of mood I'm in. Unfortunately, I feel that it's a fault of mine. I wish that I were able to not always display all those emotions. But the good thing about it is that I'm a real person. You get honesty with me, if you get genuineness with me, and you know, most of the time I try to be fairly pleasant with most people. I'm a lot happier than I used to be, let's say that. But for me to be able to change my personality and adapt with my surroundings and my audience. See, to me, if you wouldn't say it all the time, then you shouldn't say it any of the time. And that because you're not willing to say it all the time, then you know in your heart that what you're saying is wrong. That you know in your heart that what you're doing is not right. We all have that ability to adapt, to adapt our actions based on our circumstances. But to be willing to have those different personalities based on your audience would indicate a level of shame in your behavior, something that you're not proud of. If you're ashamed of an action, wouldn't that mean that you know in your spirit that that action is wrong and probably shouldn't be done? Regardless of who the audience is. Well, when this topic was discussed between me and a coworker this week, the one thing that I did say to him, one comment that I did say, you know, I work with a bunch of men. I am the only woman. They're going to say and they're going to do things that guys do around other guys that they shouldn't do when I'm present, that they should have respect for me being a woman. So if I'm not around and their boss isn't around to hear this wrongful talk or see their wrongful actions, it doesn't really matter. Because what I said to my coworker today is that God is everywhere. Regardless of who is around to hear you, God hears you. God still hears you no matter what it is you're doing, right or wrong. God hears you. And I'm sure that even the strongest Christian at some time, at some point, says something that they wish they hadn't. We're all human. We're all sinners. But the thing to remember is that, thank you. The thing to remember is that Christ is the same today, tomorrow, and forever. And that if we claim to know Christ, if we claim to have a relationship with our Lord and Savior, it is our job, should be our desire to live as He did. To put on that new self, to do away with those old sinful ways, to cast off those old garments and be made anew, to continue to do what is right in the eyes of the Lord. Does that mean we're going to do it all the time 100%? Certainly not. But we have to remember is that God is everywhere. Regardless of who is around to hear you, God hears you. The word tells us in Romans 14, verses 10 to 12. You then, why do you judge your brother or sister? Or why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God. Verse 12 then, so then each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. Now, this isn't judgment that I'm doing. I'm not trying to judge these people for their actions. I was only making an observation, making a comment to a coworker that brought the situation up to me as a concern. It was brought to my attention that people shouldn't act in ways that they shouldn't or in ways that they are ashamed of. And then in response to that, my opinion is that God is everywhere. He's the same today, tomorrow, and always. He sees all. He knows all. Our God is omniscient. Omniscient. No. Omniscient, which is a state of having total knowledge, the quality of knowing everything. The actual definition is having complete or unlimited knowledge, awareness, or understanding, perceiving all things. You've probably heard it said that God is omnipresent, that he is, there's like three different omnis that they say. And omniscient is one of them. And that's what this is. It's having total knowledge. His omniscience is not restricted to any one person in the Godhead. That's one thing we have to remember, is that the three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make up the Holy Trinity. They make up the Godhead. So it doesn't matter if you're talking about God, if you're talking about Jesus, or if you're talking about the Holy Spirit. They are all one. They are all by nature omniscient. God knows everything. 1 John 3:20 says, if our heart condemns us, we know that God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. So without a doubt, no matter if I think I've gotten away with something or not, just because there are no witnesses to my bad behavior, God is there, and God knows. The word tells us in Numbers 32:23, but if you fail to do this, you will be sinning against the Lord, and you may be sure that your sin will find you out. If I continue to do things that I shouldn't in public or in secret, I can be sure that eventually it will be revealed. Our sins always have a way of coming to light, even when we think we have hidden them well. Have you ever been surprised at the ways somebody finds out something that you thought they never would? Those things have a way of coming to light. Once we allow Christ into our life and he begins shining that light within our hearts, those deep corners and crevices where all those skeletons are in the closets, all those things have a way of coming out. No matter how often we try to hide, no matter what we try to hide, somebody's always watching. God has an eye everywhere. He is everywhere. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of the quote, and I've mentioned this before, I like this quote though, it is better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to open one's mouth and remove all doubt. Mm-hmm. It's better to not say anything at all. It's better to keep it to yourself rather than to make a big mistake that you will later regret. Right? The thumper principle. You can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. But it is better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to open one's mouth and remove all doubt. Unfortunately for us, generally our egos get in the way, and we can't help but say the things that we're thinking. We don't have the ability to have that restraint. But it is important to remember that God is always with us. He sees the good and the bad. Thank God, thank Him that He loves us no matter what. And He gives us the strength and a place of peace where we can gather with Him to be renewed. So when we place our hope and our trust in Him, there is no harm that can become us. He can and will provide our every need. And we should be sure to glorify Him always, for He is always watching. He is always watching. And as we mentioned before, to some of those people, they are always watching, waiting for us to sin. I have a friend that told me before, he keeps waiting for the moment that I speak a profane word. I haven't done that in quite some time. But he does sit and hang on my every word, waiting for me to cuss. And it generally just doesn't happen any longer. I'm so grateful that the Lord has removed that from my heart. One of the ways that He did a tremendous improvement in my life. But God is always watching. It was mentioned to me once before that we have angels around us all the time and that they record our every word. And when we go to the Lord to stand before Him in judgment, we will account for every word, every action, everything that we have done. So I try to picture somebody always standing around writing everything down that I say and do. Does it stop me from saying or doing or thinking things that I shouldn't? Of course not. But it's important to remember that even if I don't have somebody being that's right in the room with me witnessing something that I may not be doing that's appropriate or some wrongful thought I may have just because I didn't speak it, God still knows. And we all know that if we trust in Him and we surrender unto Him, God will change our hearts. And He will keep those things away from us. He will keep those things far from us. And we will begin to do more of what is right and less of what is wrong. Because He is everywhere. And we are called always to glorify Him. Today we have a choice to be mindful of our actions before we regret them. Remember, when all is said and done, your beliefs don't make you a better person. Your behavior does. That's the message for today. I hope that this has touched your heart and that you found some good word within this message today. Does anybody have anything to add? All right. If all hearts and minds are clear, then we can close for dismissal.